Blog Talk Radio.
You have too many volume problems.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's a special Saturday night here. We have a special guest for you all. We have Sophia. You're going to help me with your last name. We have Sophia
Rago.
Rago, there she is. Yes. As you can see, those of you who are watching from Facebook, our page, The Psychic Love Show, you're front and center on the messenger portal. So she's going to be giving you the intuitive card, like what is your name again? Oh, Jim. Like Jim has been doing. But this tonight will be Sophia doing it. So,
yes.
Hello, hello. Yes. Well, we already have a scammer right off the bat.
No, I took care of it. Taken care of.
Okay, well, first we'd like you to get to know a little something about Miss Sophia here. Tell us now, repeat what you told me. You've been doing your work in Sweden for what, 5 years now?
Yes, I have. I registered my company as of today, 5 years back, and I started as a spiritual body therapist 20 years back. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been a long journey ever since, and yeah.
So do you get a lot of support from your friends and family doing this type of thing? I know for me, they're either really for it or really against it. And I'm wondering what your experience has been.
I was blessed as I actually was very intuitive when I was young. So at age seven, that's when I got inspired to be a therapist. And I did not know until 10 years later when I was 17, that's when my grandmother kind of guided me to learn the science of the body, which is Ayurveda, which is one of the oldest Vedic ways of living, which is all about well-being. And so she directed me to a doctor, kind of like direction, and that's when I went and took up a course at the university to learn the massage course, and then from there I worked under a doctor, worked under physiotherapy, and then I went into the hotel industry of spa, working as a spa therapist. And then my family was like doing nothing good in India, so they flew me to Dubai. So that's where I lived for 5 years and worked for the three hotels.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that is like the world's richest city. So that must have been quite an experience.
It was, and I worked for the three luxury hotels, so it was quite intense. And then I found my way to Sweden, and I've been in Sweden for 12 years now.
Wow. Now, do you speak Swedish? Swedish. Just a little bit. They probably use a lot of English, don't they?
Yes. In Stockholm, where I come, it's quite central, so many people speak English. So it works well.
Well, tell us about the specialties that you have. I was quite impressed looking at your website. Your services is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I have a wide range, but one of the things I work very much is touch therapy. So when it comes to clearing trauma from the body, I work with Reiki, I work with access bars. One of the work is very hands-on. As an intuitive, when I work with my clients and I kind of tell their body while I'm giving them a massage, I kind of get messages. So I will kind of, my hands will go towards the body part that is kind of need support, or there's something that's kind of, if there's going to be an injury, a future injury, sometimes I'm able to reach out and feel that on the body.
Oh, that's amazing. That really is. Now, are you able to do distance Reiki as well as,
yes,
you know, oh, okay. That's very powerful. I've seen from my office, other practitioners have a great deal of success using Reiki in that way, even with animals, you know, that have maybe been hit by a car or they have some sort of disease that the veterinarian are trying to cure. But I've seen Reiki be really quite amazing. Yeah. Now,
Specialty would be working with women and men. So women is when a lady wants to get pregnant and she's having difficulties. So I'm able to work with them and kind of support that. I also, like, that's the beauty of coming onto your show today, because I've been hiding from calling myself a psychic. And I have got confirmation over confirmations, and I tell women that when they're going to get pregnant, the gender of the child, before they get pregnant. So that's one of my specialties, I would say. When I'm able to work on the body, I'm able to tell that.
Well, Sophia, one thing I discovered as I was learning my skill with personal prophecy is that the word psychic actually means to know, to know. I found that really very, like, down to earth, to know, as in knowledge, as in receiving knowledge. I liked it, you know, to have that. It's insight. So, but people out there put so many, like, weird, wooey types of connotations on the word that it doesn't always have a good reputation. So I've been accused many times over the years of doing fortune telling, which is not what I feel I do in any way, shape, or form. Now tell us, there's another one. Now tell us, Sophia, what cards are you going to use tonight for us?
So I, unlike you, I use oracle cards. I don't use tarot cards. But I will have two cards in front of me. The one card that you and I spoke to you about, and because your show is the Love Doctor Show, I work with the Magdalene deck, which is my clients to get in a better space with their relationship. Now, this card, I was introduced to this card by a beautiful sister in Brazil. Her name is Lana, and she was pulling out this card, and one card came up, and there's a card with my name on it. And I was like, I needed to get this card. So I got this deck, and ever since my relationship has gotten better, but, you know, I have my ups and downs. But so today I bring you the Magdalene cards, and I'm going to show you the deck. It's right there for all the Facebookers. That's how it looks.
Yes, so remember, folks, you can enlarge your what you're watching. You're like, Jim, don't you have yours full size where you can see better what she's showing? I am more minimized, so don't hesitate to make the show bigger. Well, I think that is amazing. I've never heard of those kinds of cards before. Not at all. Now, I wonder, I'm thinking also about your work. Now, is this the only thing, not only, but you know what I mean, is this what you do substantially in Sweden, or do you have another job, just out of curiosity?
I do this full time.
Wow.
So I work with the healthcare. So when it comes to, in Sweden, we have a beautiful system which supports employees. So we have a healthcare where the companies give a certain amount to an employee to take care of their health, so they can use that money for Reiki. They can go to gym, they can use the gym membership, they can go deeper. So there is a certain list of treatments that they can use to I work as a spiritual therapist, but I also work as a classical, because I feel my work is to build a bridge to make the clients understand energy work.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I feel that we Americans here in the U.S. in many ways are still rather backward when you consider the advances, the recognition that the U.K. gives to these types of, you know, modalities. Clearly up in Sweden, I know in the Middle East, Dubai, there's a wonderful place there called Illuminations. I don't know if you heard of it at all in the past. But it's actually run by three women from India who, have you heard of it, Illuminations?
I think I have heard of them.
And they are very well supported by their government, too. We're out here, we're still caught up with that whole big pharma, you know, the Western medicine rather than Eastern medicine principles. And I hope one day we will see a great shift toward say disease prevention rather than where we are now, just placating people with pills and, you know, all sorts of different treatments that may or may not even work.
They still do that in Sweden, but yeah, there is the understanding that it is the choice. And that's why during COVID, Sweden was one of the countries that we didn't wear masks.
It
was a choice to wear the mask.
Oh.
And it was during that time that I actually got a job to work with the COVID nurses. So I was working 2 doors away from the intensive care unit.
And you never contracted COVID?
No. I had to actually travel to Dubai to get COVID.
Oh, okay.
So hard one. So,
I bet everybody's antsy to get a chance to see what you do. Now, folks, I'm going to do the normal thing that I do. And then Sophia is going to pick up her head. She's going to do normally what Bud Jim does, where he will give you a healing card, angel card, rebel card some days. So we will, do you feel that?
I will explain when it gets to my part. I will do my protocol speech.
All right. It's like one of the
coneheads. Yep. I will comply. All right.
I'm going to remind everyone, I'm only using an ordinary deck of playing cards. And while Sophia is with us, she is live on the messenger portal. So you won't be able to see too much of my cards. But if you don't really know what they mean, you know, I guess it's immaterial.
And regulars have seen them before.
Yes. But just so everybody knows, and also I'm going to use a 24-card layout for each of your questions that you call in to give us or that we turn to Facebook for those who wish to have a reading. It's my own personal choice. It gives me a chance to check out, to see the playing field of your life, the you know, the landscape. Let's look at it that way. See what's coming on into your life and what you've been dealing with, so to speak. So I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo now. He's going to give you, Beldar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I responded.
Okay.
I gave him a little.
All right, so Jimbo's going to give you some more tips now.
I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We also would like to remind you folks that if you, are an international or listener, you must let us know so we can give you live international shout-outs. Like, what do we got here so far? We have Laura from Canada. The
hey, Laura.
And we have Kirsty. Where are you?
Kirsty
from the UK.
Yep.
That's what I've seen so far. And then, we got Jay who just showed up from Canada also.
Yes.
You got two Canadians, eh? And there might be others, but we've been doing a lot of stuff tweaking.
Yeah.
Tweaking electronics and stuff here. So if I didn't see your shout out, you must give it to now if I ignored you.
We won't see you unless you say something.
And sometimes I won't see you. Some people are dropping on and off a lot.
Yeah, I noticed that. It goes up and goes down.
No, I'm talking about on the long talk, Deb.
Oh, the phone?
Yes. Anyway, but the deal there, let's give that number. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you will get a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. You can listen to the show. I call in and double check to make sure everything's cool. And if you don't hear a show, basically, if you don't hear anything, there's a problem. Now, we were a couple minutes late starting, so I don't know what happens then. I assume it's silent, but I don't know that. If it's right at show start time, don't push the panic button if it's silent. We could be having some technical issues on our end. But if you call like 15 minutes early, you don't hear music, or we're 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes in the show and you don't hear anything, that's a problem. Hang up, call again. No, sorry. I don't know. All right. Let's see. We talked about that. Off my little mental checklist here. Oh, Messenger, folks. We will not probably – we'll see about the Messenger thing. If we do Messenger tonight, we'll announce it, and it will be a type only because obviously our portal is occupied. All of our Facebook accounts are occupied for this show tonight. So we'll try. We'll give it a shot. It all depends on things, callers, and all that other stuff. And, we always try to work you folks in, but it will be a type.
And also, Sophia has assured me that she will come back another time, as many times as we can twist her arm to come back. Yeah.
You know, I'm loving the show. I'm always watching it. So this is something I'm happy to come on and live. I'm keep my lights on and I'm not in bed.
Okay.
We'll experiment on our end sometime and come up with a better situation to make this better.
Yes, we'll play with this.
Yeah. I think we can do better. We might just need to make ourselves a little dark, Deb. We just have to be in the shadows.
Yeah, well, it seems like with your laptop we are, but...
No, I'm just saying, no, we're not. But we may need to be even more so for that to not be... But we'll play with it. Anyway.
All right.
Still, the same thing still applies, yeah. Hearts. That is the sound of possibly angels, possibly not, but the big picture is that song is a transition from Deborah's free reading, and we're going to move on before we take the next caller. We're going to move on to Sophia. She's going to do her oracle card with you before you depart. Well, you don't have to depart, but before we move on. We don't hang up on anybody or tell anybody to go away.
Yeah.
Quite a few of our call-in folks stay on the line and listen. There's no problem with that. Doesn't affect our lines or anything like that. We can have a million people listening. That's cool by us. So, but when you hear the harps, you got to stop. Deb, got to stop.
And I've got to throw something in here. When you think of women from India, I have to say, I believe this lady here is classic beauty of Indian women. And there are so many there that are absolutely stunning. But Sophia, yes, I think you have. Very good bone structure and beautiful eyes. I really do. So anyway, now that we've buttered her up.
All right, let's do this. Let's jump in. Caller is 630, which that area code is Illinois. What is it?
Hello there.
630.
Welcome.
Hi, it's Lily. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, Lily.
Thank
How
you
are
for
you?
Holding for a long time.
How are you, Lily?
I'm good. Something interesting happened today.
Oh. Okay.
So the podcast that I did about, that you recommended for me to do, I did, and it was published yesterday on Facebook, prompted the girlfriend of the deceased to post information about that she said that it could be a murder for hire, and also that she alluded to that the police may have been paid to keep quiet or some you know what I'm saying, like paid off or hush money, and you also said something like that was going to happen. So what I would like to know, and I responded in like, hey, if you want to come in forward with the truth and you want to speak your truth, and you know, I would seek legal advice. I would have a witness. I would go to the police. I would videotape it. And I encourage you that when you come forward and you start speaking the truth, that you're going to be better received by the public than you think. You know, like if I were you, I would be scared because people who know the truth, they're being killed off. So what I want to know is, if you think if she's going to snitch, and if she snitches, she can plea out and get a lesser sentence. You feel like the girlfriend's going to snitch ultimately on the manager who was the one that
snitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The manager of what? Yeah, I need to know what you're thinking.
I believe that the manager was the one that came up with the idea for the murder for hire, and I believe that she was the one that paid the money for the plan to be carried out for the homicide to be carried out. It was an older lady, like in her 60s, and I believe she was the one that ultimately came up with this idea. And I want to know if the girlfriend will snitch on the manager.
Okay, so everybody that's listening or watching, this is not just some random young man who lost his life. We are keeping his identity withheld from the show until such time as more facts are revealed
to her.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. It's for Lily and for, I don't know, just for the sake of privacy.
Absolutely.
So we're not divulging.
I don't know anyway.
No, you don't know.
I know nothing. I'm pretty good at knowing nothing. That's what I do. That's why I'm here. I know nothing.
I thank you for that. I'm an investigative reporter, and so reporters always want to get – people want to take reporters out, but, you know, thank you for protecting that.
It is, Deb.
Okay, you're very welcome. Oh, well, tell you what. This girlfriend wants desperately for the truth to come out. And, you know, I know there's been conjecture that she has somehow been involved, but from what I'm seeing here, I don't think so. I think she is truly mourning his death. But whatever it is got away from her. And will she? Yes, I think she will, ultimately. Especially to save her own skin. If it comes down to them pointing the finger at her or at who is ultimate responsible. Sorry.
Ignore me. I'm going to try something.
Yeah, Sophia just went for a ride.
She ain't going anywhere. Trying to get the freaking screen stuff up.
Okay, so that's what, and I got to tell you, having it right in front of me is an energy blockage for me.
There you go.
So, hey, Joe. Glad to see you there, young man. All right, we are doing something different tonight to anybody that's just joined us. Sophia is appearing live from Sweden. Gosh, I love technology.
This is an experiment. Keep talking, yeah. Deb. Pretend I'm not here, even though I'm reaching across your face.
Okay, here's the thing. Like I was just saying to you, this is really blocking my energy flow with this right in front of me.
I'd put it back where it was then.
He's in a crabby mood tonight, so somebody needs to reach through the screen and tickle him.
I think that's better.
Serendipity.
There you go. She said the bad word.
Yeah, you bitches all stick together.
Yeah, there it is. Catherine says it reminds her of Hogan's hero. I know nothing.
Yes.
Back to Lily. Yeah, I think she's going to end up spilling her guts because she's been implicated in certain circles, and she's going to want to clear her own name, save her own skin. So, yeah. But personally, I don't think she was like a kingpin in this by any means. Okay.
Well, she was involved. I mean, the person that confessed to it insinuated that, you know, she was involved. Was it her idea? No. But she definitely was like the mule. Like, she was the one that transported the money. When the money changed hands, she was the one that carried the money. So she was involved. Mm-hmm. To a certain extent.
Sometimes
an accomplice.
And sometimes people get duped into carrying out some kind of crime that they aren't even really that involved. They're a mule.
A lot of places have changed laws where if you are part of it, even if it's not a small part, and you know what's going on, you can get charged just like the guy that went bang bang and the people that hired him.
Sure.
So it's like if there's a bank robbery going on and I drive it and I never get out of that car and a whole bunch of people get shot and killed, guess what? Me as the driver can get charged just like they can. That's very common. A lot of laws have changed now for that. All right, go ahead.
So I do feel, it's all going to come out in the wash. And now you get to have the privilege of a intuitive message from Sophia.
Thank you. Lily, is that correct?
Lily.
We don't have anything, so.
But so instantly, while you were speaking, I could see a heart, and I still see it. And when the first card that comes up is Gaia, and this masculine card is talking about, and this card is about, if you're a male or female, it's telling you to connect to the earth. So it's to ground yourself and not come from a space of ego. But the one thing that came through very clearly was heart. And so when you're talking, when you continue to talk about the situation and the girlfriend, so I think that was what the heart was showing up very clearly.
I see. What do you think, folk? What do you think, Lily?
I agree. I felt like she was throwing like an olive branch out to see how that would be received, because people are more likely to be forthcoming, like, you know, and like with the heart, you know, it was the girlfriend. So even if she was just a, you know, hired help, you still grow on people, you know. So maybe, you know, it is true that her heart's leading her to tell her the truth, because the truth will set you free. You got to remember, when people are harboring the truth, it messes with them too, you know what I'm saying? So I love that. Thank you.
Yes, and I see what Sophia's got here is a whole different system, and I love the contrast. So you're going to get us hooked on this, Sophia. I'm sorry to say, or happy to say, I should say.
I just probably
I'll jump over to Facebook
because
I can
look at it. And I'll be channeling messages.
Yes. Well, I think it's terrific. And that message, I think, really resonates. For us, those of us who know who we're talking about, I think it does. And eventually we'll clue all of you in too. So she's going to want to come clean. I do think so. It'd be better for her, better for his memory, just better, you know. So, Sophia, that was awesome. And Lily, I always want to call you Leah. I don't know why. I don't know, but I know that you are our Lily.
Lily.
Yes, Lily. So, Lily, I hope that helps.
Thank you for holding many moons to be the first caller.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Okay.
Enjoy your weekend.
I got a couple of international shout-outs. I have Anne from Scotland, Cho from the UK.
There we are.
Those are the ones I've noticed. If I miss you, you must speak. And then I shall give you your international shout-out. Because we're bouncing around doing lots of stuff.
Yes, and there's probably others that are listening. We have a special guest.
I had a friend, Lana, who was the lady who introduced me to the cards. She was here, and she's from Brazil.
Oh, wonderful.
Is that where she is right now?
She's in Brazil.
She's in Brazil. Yes.
Well, international shout-out to Lana. Was it Juliana? Was Juliana Lana or something like that?
Lana,
I saw the Lana middle name. Okay, all right. International shout-out from Brazil.
That's wonderful.
Indeed. All right. Is that our Louise from the UK?
Yes.
Well, international shout out to Louise from the UK.
Yes, we're getting quite a party together
The British invasion is ongoing.
Yes.
But we like it. It's a good one. All right, we're going to area code 805. I think we're going to West Coast, California, 805. Welcome.
Hello there. It's Donna. It's Donna in California. Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
It's Richie Ballin.
You because you're so intuitive, and I'm really in a dilemma. In 2021 and 22, I went gambling, and I won, you know, like $1,200 jackpot, $1,200, $1,400. And I'm on Medi-Cal and Medi-Cal because I don't make that much money. And I didn't know you had to report it if you were on Medi-Cal, because I read that if you made less than $16,000 a year, you don't have to report any earnings. And I make less than $16,000. But, I got a letter from them, and now they're going to review it. Do you think I'm going to be okay? I don't want them to take away the Medi-Cal because I have to see a doctor for something that I have all the time.
Boy, that's kind of a
that's going to be a tough reading because that's very lots of legalities here.
Well, we can take a shot.
Take a look. But, I mean, we're talking laws and loopholes and whatnot. And what do you
– that's more scammers. So stay
but it's
busy.
Something I didn't do it. I didn't do it intentionally. You know what I mean?
No,
that's what I read.
Not.
Yeah.
This is how we
reported it.
Yeah. Sometimes the education we get can be expensive.
I'll go with the cards and I'll ask some follow-ups.
Okay. Here.
Just, like I said, this total – this is a very – we always have our little legal disclaimer, but – this is a real good reason because we don't have any law whatsoever. Sometimes we have a clue, but we have no clue about this type of law and loophole. Where did you hear this from? That did somebody officially notify you?
Yes, I got letters from Social Security, and they want all the tax forms, everything that I won in 2021 and 22. And so I just got to get a paper.
And the casino did not... In. The casino didn't take your information down.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's where I got the information of. What
well, that was unfortunately that was a clue. And did the casino send you any documents?
Yeah, but I just.
No.
I mean, when I did, but I didn't do anything with it. I mean, because I knew I didn't have to report it, you know, because I didn't make that much for the year.
So what do they want? I mean, how much of it do they don't want it all. What do they want?
They
a percentage?
Want, do
I don't know. See, that's what I don't know. Maybe they want a percentage. Maybe the month that I won, I have to pay them back the $300 a month that I make through Medi-Cal.
What did you actually get in the mail, and what did it say?
It just said they're going to come to a decision. And that they wanted me to send in all the information of what I won in 2021 and 22 up to present.
And do you still have that documentation? You got to go fetch it again because you didn't save it.
No,
did
I got it all. I got it all from the casino the times I won.
Okay,
the
well, make copies and send it in. And
okay.
Yeah.
Here's a card.
Okay, this isn't quite
this
the same.
This has never happened. This has never happened before.
Oh,
that would
happen before.
I wouldn't have thought about it myself either, to be honest with you.
Here's what I'm thinking, but this is what happened to me. I believed my late husband that he filed taxes in 2013, 14, and 15. Oh, maybe it was a little later than that. I think it was.
It was 2015 was the really bad year. Anyway, international shout out to Mike from the UK.
Yay.
And more UKers.
The thing that happened is, they caught me after he that way.
They just finally, you know, said, all right, long enough. Long enough has passed by, right?
And I ended up in this, oh, my God, I call it a dumpster fire, where not only were they garnishing my benefits from my late husband, but they were adding more interest and penalties.
It was actually the original amount was not big. But by the time they did interest and penalties, it was like it actually literally.
It kept growing.
It literally was 10 times the original amount, literally.
Yeah. So we.
Oh, my God.
I got a tax lawyer. He wanted $500 up front. But the reason I'm telling you all of this is they found a rather little known law or some sort of, I don't know what you'd call it, a caveat in the law that said that they could file me as injured spouse for one time.
It was a tax advocate. That's
right.
It was a tax advocate.
It was a lawyer.
Right. And they're out there and they're like, I think it's even government funded to help us out and they don't charge a dime. Oh, that was...
No, I paid him $500.
That was that, and then we had another problem, and we just went to a tax advocate to get your money back that they owed you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there is going to be something very similar. But we're having all kinds of sounds tonight.
Yeah, I was going to go look something up for her, but then we talked about it. Our memory banks worked.
There's the
go
thing.
Ahead.
Yeah, you're going to find out if you ask enough people and go through channels, you're going to find out that there is a law there that will protect you at least one time. for you not to be held responsible for this.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay, I don't mind paying back the money. That doesn't bother me. I just don't want them taking away the Medi-Cal, because then I won't have my prescriptions and everything.
No,
you see what I mean?
I don't believe there's even any legal way they could do that. I think they would just want that back, or maybe it's even only a portion. They'll let you know. It might not even be 100%. Maybe there's a thing that says, well, you got to give it 50% back. So, yeah, and that makes sense.
Okay.
So I'm glad that your worst, it's good to plan for the worst.
But
I don't think they have I don't think anybody can take that
not
away.
Not well known.
I don't think they can have the authority to take that away.
It reminds me, for those that may have veterans or retirees from military service in the States, in your family, there is such a little known law. When I was a military columnist for our city paper, I would write about this often. People don't know that you can actually apply to aid and what was it called? Aid. It was like aid and attendant to dependent veterans, retirees, or spouses.
Oh,
and they will
receive.
Right. Did you know about aid and attendance? Well, but it's not discussed very much. It's like the government, Uncle Sam is saying, let's keep that on the down low, you know, because, yeah, it's gonna help veterans, it's going to cost money. So anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Oh,
go ahead.
Also, if you were in the war, any of the wars, later on as you get older, they will pay for your nursing home, the military.
Yes. And
yeah,
if you want to stay home, if you wanted to be at home, they will pay for home care. It's a wonderful program.
Oh.
They just don't want to talk about it. But the thing is, you have to have limited assets, you know. And
you
got to
be in rough shape financially. And that almost took a dump.
Uh-oh.
Be very careful when you bump your desk, my dear.
All right. Okay, so Donna, try to think positively and get somebody to find this loophole for you.
Well, first she has to send them the documents.
Yeah.
That is something legally she must do.
Yeah, and they are not going to prove
them. The
worst case scenario is they're going to want that exact amount taken off and blah, 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 blah. Pay that back, whatever.
I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Maybe you'll get lucky and maybe they'll just say, well, just give us this percent. You know, we don't know. We don't know anything about the law.
I'll let you know what they did.
Anyways, stand by. Sophia is going to be here to give you another card reading or oracle.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Sophia, I was busy. Oracle cards going to be...
Hi, Sophia.
I heard when you were talking about the money, and I got a clear message saying, don't worry, everything will be fine.
Oh, good.
The first card that came for you was little children. So when you went and you were getting all the money, that was absolutely, it was a beautiful moment. And know that you are beloved. So there is an energy that is going to take care of this. So you don't have to worry about it. It clearly came in, don't worry. If they do take a percentage, it would be around 5%. That's all that came through. You don't have to worry.
Okay.
Well, look at that. That's great.
Wonderful.
I like
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You're
Me
welcome.
Too. I can relax now.
I probably would have
right,
to you.
Thank
I bet
you.
If you gambled, it might happen to you, too.
Huh?
I bet that they might do that to you if you gambled, too. Well, thank you so much. Call back again.
No, I'm a poor sport with gambling.
No, I'm just saying, but
I can't handle it.
If you did do that,
yeah,
I bet.
What, with my income tax payment?
No.
I'm kidding.
Social Security, remember, you if you went and got a really great job right now, your Social Security would go in the toilet, wouldn't it?
No, because I'm over the age.
Oh, but it would have before, though, right?
Yeah, they would have deducted for every $2 I made, they'd take a dollar away.
So I'm just saying, it's weird, it's loopholes and laws and stuff like that. Yeah. And if somebody sends you a form... It looks kind of like it's tax-oriented. You should stand by. That's the big picture. Even I did some minor. Mine was so minor because it was insignificant. I like, you know, because they legalized it in a whole bunch of states, the betting, sports betting stuff. So I got a sports betting app, and they will send you tax documents if you win enough money. And if you get those tax documents, you got to remember, if you get them, guess who else gets them? Mr. IRS gets them too, because you get it. They ought to throw this away. No, there's somebody else that got that too. So remember, anytime you get a tax document like that, you're not the only one getting it. Somebody else is, and that's Big Brother.
But if you win, like, the lottery, don't they take your taxes right then? Or if you're on a game show?
You got to move that around. Whatever you did, put the ring right smack back on it.
Sorry, Sophia. We're experiencing some difficulties.
I'm going to put up – they have, like, these little fields you can put around for dogs. I'm going to put a shock collar on Deb so she can't touch any electronic devices here.
Can I psychically wreck things?
She'll just sit here talking and she'll start moving shit. Like, it's like we're playing chess. She just starts moving pieces while she's talking.
Oh, I have a ring light on my face. That's okay.
Remember, there's a 30-second delay.
Yeah, we're trying to fix you.
Remember? Don't look at that right now. Tell it's 30 seconds.
It's good.
That's good enough. We don't care about that.
We'll have a better setup next time.
Trial.
Yeah,
trial by error, and we've had plenty of errors, let me tell you. We don't have to tell these folks.
We also had a woman that used to work with us, Lauren. Mm. She was in a hot tub on the show one night.
A bathtub, wasn't it?
Wow.
A what?
She didn't have a hot tub.
Yeah, she had a hot tub.
Where? Oh, it was in the basement. She actually went to the basement?
No, I thought it was upstairs in that ocean or that a beach home.
That was just a regular bathtub up there. I thought she had something down in the basement.
Gee, I don't know. I've never seen any of her bathrooms. How did you get privy
to that? We went in there to haul. Oh, here's what Debbie does. Let me tell you a little Debbie secret. Hey, I'm going to give you guys something for free. But guess what? Not only don't you have to come and get it, she's going to make us people lug this humongous 3,000-pound device up there. Usually when you get something for free, the thing is you come get it.
Because you're such fine, strapping young
man. She doesn't
men.
Grasp the concept. I've given you this many, many hundreds of dollars worth of thing for free. If you can't, you should figure out how to come and get it, even if you got to pay somebody $50. But no, that's all one reason I got into. That's one reason.
Yes, and you know, we fight about these things constantly.
And then I got a haircut one time.
Yeah.
That's during COVID, remember? Right in the heart of COVID. Deb. All right, let's move on to the next caller. You don't even listen to me. I can't even talk to her here.
You're going to leave them hanging?
No, I'm going to leave them hanging because you didn't give a shit. You're busy like chatting and laughing, so I don't care. Let's do it.
Do you get a discount on your haircuts? Hello. Who's with us? Cleveland.
That's why God invented alcohol.
You
216. No, they're not. They're on now. They're off mute. 216 Ohio. I didn't say Cleveland. I said Ohio. Oh,
okay.
We don't know. They'll tell us. They're always.
It is I'm a suburb of Cleveland, actually.
Oh, all right. Land of Cleve.
You had Jerry Springer as a mayor, I believe.
Many moons ago.
Yes.
Oh, I think I forgot about that. I think I was really young.
And when he ran for president, my late husband made a donation to his campaign.
Who is? Oh, I know Shaker. Do you remember Geraldo?
Yes.
He was from there.
He's from there.
Yes. He's on.
Wow.
He's on one of the local news channel or news radio TV. Oh yeah, he gives good insight on. He likes legal stuff. Things like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's.
Yeah.
And lives in Shaker Heights.
He looks small, like short. Is he a short man?
I don't know. I think he is, too.
I would have gone out with him if he'd have ever.
What does that mean, I would have gone out with him?
It means he's cute enough to have as a date.
Just a date? What is that? A date? You could date a troll.
Yep, you could if he was cute enough.
You're
well,
so
what does it
funny.
Matter? Cute enough? You're just going to go out, eat dinner, and leave. It's just a date. What does it matter? Why does he have to be cute?
Oh, no, it's the beginning of everything.
So when a woman says I would date him, she means I would drop my panties, put my legs in the air, is what you're saying, right?
Oh, you'd have to be really cute for that.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that is what she says date.
Too information.
when she says date, that's not the word she means.
We don't have a filter on weekends. Sorry.
That isn't the word.
You know what? I actually care. I didn't know if you were on Saturdays. I'm glad you are.
Well,
I have. Do you remember me?
And you are again. Your name?
Sharon. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sharon.
Okay. It's old home week. Yes. You are one of the family here. Yes.
That's okay. I called like about, I'd say a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And it's pertaining to the same question. I remember there's a woman giving me trouble again. Oh, my good. It's so, I'm just so stressed. Yeah. I'm so disappointed in this. You have no idea. Now, I'm going into the office Tuesday for the first time in 2 weeks. And I want to know, she's gotten worse. That, and you said she, I don't know why she has. I want you to pick up, it's coming up this Tuesday, how our interactions are going to be Tuesday. I was actually thinking about changing it, saying an excuse and go another day. But when I go in on, I'm sorry, we're going in Monday, we're all meeting, you know, to work one day this week together because there's a holiday this weekend. We're off on Friday. How are our interactions, or is she just going to be nasty?
What holiday is coming up?
It's Good Friday. It's considered a holiday where I work, so we get it off.
Yay!
Holy crap, I want to work there.
Oh, I'm so grateful for my job, Jim, every day. Believe me.
I want every religious holiday on this planet off. Everyone. I don't care what religion it is. If Satan worshippers have a day off, God damn it, I want it off.
Oh, jeez.
Well, the stock market's not open. That's why we don't have to work. But anyhow, see what you're picking up on that. Oh, please.
Sure.
You know, somebody else I saw had some kind of day off, too.
Well, back in the day, if you were Catholic, you were allowed to take it off.
Uh-huh.
If you,
I know.
Because they go to do the Stations of the Cross from like noon to three, something like that.
Oh, there was,
in church.
Yes, there's the little light bulb that's dim as it will be in my brain kicked on. There's some places I actually have seen that are putting little signs up. They're taking like next Monday off because not this Monday, the Monday
for
after.
Easter.
Yes.
So people can travel.
Well, no, I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying that's what the
I
little light bulb.
Oh, Jim, I know that. I know you're not. But I'm telling you, I'm so disappointed in this situation because I love my job and I am just so disappointed in this.
What does she do to you exactly?
Ignores me. She like praises people really loud around me to make me feel like I'm not. I know it sounds like, oh, you poor girl, get the violins out. It's so frustrating. Yes. That's why I need to. She's not nice. She ignores me. She never asks me to do anything. She doesn't call me back. She doesn't answer the phone. She's getting, I know, it's terrible.
And
damn.
There's no way to take this higher. Okay, we're not.
I was thinking about, if it gets to the point, I may do that. It's getting out of hand. I don't know what's going on with her.
It is out of hand.
It's bad for morale.
What's bad for setting a pattern of allowing things to happen, and it's showing people that things are okay when they should not be.
Yeah.
What are you picking up, please? This Monday we're going in.
Yeah, you got to bring somebody else into this because it's destructive in the workplace. The other people, I'm sure, are aware of it with probably a lot of gossiping behind your back her. So they got to straighten out whatever this woman's problem is, where she comes to work to be a professional.
Should be no other option.
Yeah, I really think you're going to have to speak to somebody. If she won't, now are you her boss?
No, she's my boss. Okay. She's the team lead.
Whoopsie. That's even worse, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. It still doesn't mean that you don't have the right to go speak to the next person above there.
I know.
That person's bossy. I know everybody hates to do it because...
Do it for advice.
Yuck.
I would go there not to report her, but to get advice. To say, you know, I really trust you.
I know. What are you picking up on Monday?
That, I don't know. This woman is so obscure that it's really hard to... She's passive-aggressive without even realizing. This is crazy.
Yeah, that's a perfect, That's a perfect way to put it. In some ways she's so, in other ways she's so passive. I know. I picked that up instantly. That's the perfect way to say that.
And it's almost as if she doesn't realize. No, I think the woman is oblivious from what I see here. She doesn't want to work. For some reason, this woman does not want to work. And maybe it's due to a husband. I don't know. So that's what I'm picking up, is that she doesn't even think she's got a problem. But if you could get somebody that you look to for advice, you know, they can counsel you, not her. Say, how do I deal with this? What do you think, Jim?
It sucks that it's a team lead.
Yeah.
That sucks. That really, really sucks. But it doesn't mean you have to put up with, you should never have to put up with anything ever like that. And it sounds like a pretty good work organization, so they should be able to accept that she does have to go talk to somebody.
Yeah, I know. But you're not picking up anything on Monday. Maybe it's because I'm going to change my mind and change my – I was thinking about switching it just to keep my
distance. That's what I think is the path of least resistance here, is change the date. Okay?
Yeah. Obviously, if you change that, then you avoid that. All right, Deb?
Yes.
Are you going to keep talking?
That's all I've got. I was going to turn it over to Sophia.
I did not know. All right.
Hey, Sean.
Hi.
When you were talking about this lady, instantly Mother Mary showed up, the card that talks about opening your heart in any situation that's coming through for you. Know that you can change it. So
that may get
know
you
that
right.
Going to your house to shift that energy.
You'll see.
And the second card that showed up was the real you. And the real you is where you can be yourself. But when you're having this work-related trouble, again, like I said, you can shift it. So just go into your heart and just like whatever you'd like in the situation to change into, just be in that part of it. And regarding the
question
with Monday, did you say it was the 6th of April?
Yeah, Monday. 2 days.
You can actually make it happen. Right. So use your third eye, and whatever you wish for, make it happen.
Very nice.
I know. I've got to switch it around. There's thousands of people. Every single person is wonderful except Uno. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Everyone.
You know what I've always felt, Sharon, is that it's a past life reference between the two of you. I'm wondering about Sophia, if she's picking up on that at all. You and this woman, maybe you weren't even women at the time, but you had dealings. And it's carried over into this life as like a karmic debt of some sort. Sophia, what do you think?
Matrix is coming up.
What does that mean?
That's all about the past lives, like you said. It's all about things that you can change from different lifestyles.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what I think is this energy is really all about. She should be here to try to, resolve, because I think the debt is on her side. But I really feel that, I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something to the effect of, I think she's here to be more bothersome. I know.
Yeah. I'm learning something. I keep telling myself that. But I promise you, Karen, I'm so nice to her. I really am.
You will have to kiss.
Yes. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you for holding and being very, very patient.
Yes.
Very, very patient. All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, I've just opened the floor. You can type it only. We're going to do a quick next Facebook question, but you got to type. All of our Facebook stuff are all tied up.
You
cannot messenger us. So we'll be typing. Take the first thing we see typed. The next question we see typed. Facebook Live chat chat. Teddy D chat chat. And we'll wait about 20, 30 seconds. I did type it in so that we didn't have the delay. And then we'll move on to the next caller. It's not bad.
What?
The picture.
No. I think
there's nothing we can do about it being full screen. It just is what it is.
If we could get Sophia closer.
We can't.
Well, the thing is, people like eye contact. I studied a lot about
But you can't do that.
Stuff.
You can't.
Well,
that's what she wants to do. If not, if we could get her closer, we could put that camera down here, and then we won't be in the picture.
Maybe
that's
Sophia
all.
Can sit closer. Or
if you pull her back to
us. Look at that. That's perfect.
Is that better?
When you zoomed in.
Yeah, but she also needs to be comfortable, too.
Yeah, right.
Laura, is my son ever going to get himself? Laura from Canada, is ever
gotcha.
Going to get himself together?
All right.
All right, and we have our question, folks.
Yes, Laura, I'm pretty familiar with your situation.
All right, so we got our Facebook questions.
I have one just like that, Laura.
Yeah, right there, though, so, you know, whispering isn't shit here.
Kay is joining us. And where are you from? Ask Kay as I'm doing Laura's cards.
All right. I'm looking at our list. It's pretty big still, yeah. Look at how we got another one. I differentiated it, though. That's way down the road where we just were. All right. No reason to whisper because that doesn't care.
Laura, is he working?
Kay says Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Peach State.
It's Georgia on my mind.
I worked there quite a bit of times at Kings Bay.
Yes, Laura.
From a submarine base. Ah, K is, yeah, that's right, true. I wish I should have typed it, my bad. Would you ask?
If her son is working. A lot of times he isn't.
No, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Laying them out.
Cards are going down. That's her. Going.
Folks that are on the phone, I've got to tell you, you know, we'll get as far as we can with the list, but we're not going to be able to get all the way through it. Okay, so bear with us. We'll have her back.
And the moral to the story, as always, is be first or close
yeah.
to first. You can, every time... Every time we do, this is for the Block Talk, folks. Obviously, it doesn't apply to Facebook. At 15 minutes prior to the show start, you can get in the queue. All right, go ahead.
Okay, Laura, here's the thing. You can only do so much. You can only lead that horse to the water and try to make him drink. Frankly, I'm thinking that he's lacking in motivation, has no real, what would you call it, like drive. He's very frustrated within himself, doesn't know what he wants to do. Question marks are everywhere. So, you know, if only he could get himself like a life coach, somebody that would help to guide him, where he'd be given like a little assignment from one session to the next to make him accountable. Accountability, yes. All right, so what I'm seeing, though, is right now, no. I have a feeling, though, that once your money comes through, God willing, that then he's going to feel motivated to want to move with you to the other province that you've mentioned. And I think that it would be great to put a, what would you call it, like a condition on it? Yes, move with me. It'd be wonderful to have you with me, but you need to be productive. You need to be working. You know, you need to be contributing to society. Tell him how wonderful he is. I think he really, really also lacks in self-esteem. And I know for a fact that from your card readings over all this time that you've been a good mother to this guy. And sometimes boys need a strong male mentor, and we can't go down to Walmart and buy one, you know, so we have to hope one comes along. I don't know, maybe Amazon has some, but I don't know.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Rachel, good to have you. Yeah, I really think that things will change once you move. But it'd be nice if he, does he help her from the house? Does, is he have any responsibilities? I don't know if you have snow. Does he do the shoveling? You know, stuff like that. He should do something. And I hope he's not sitting playing video games all the time. I think we're going to find that this is a real sickness amongst the generations that are, it's like their brains are getting sucked right out of their heads. You know, it's a, I think it's a true and serious addiction. Good. Good. All right. Well, anyways, I can't wait to hear what Sophia's got for you.
I have the Mystic Reality, and this card, if you can see, if you can see that, that's two roads, but it's going to lead to the same goal. So you might feel that you're separated from him, but you're going to walk towards the same, and there's a rainbow. So he will get things together, yes, and as a young being, I know how my parents wanted me to do things their way, but sometimes, like, that is just let them be and let them figure out, because it's only through their experience and lessons they will find. But, like, there's the two roads, but they will meet at the end. So,
like,
not that everything will be fine at the end of the road.
Boy, is she not the voice of reason here or what? I love that, you know, because I can only try to put the rubber to the road. I think she's able to accomplish that. I really do. So, I, Sophia, I think it couldn't have been better said. So, and...
all in the cards, they're coming up while you're speaking to them, so I'm just, like looking into it, and I'm like, that's kind of coming through. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. I think that myself, I think we work beautifully together, but I will leave that up to the rest of you. Okay. So, Laura, that was good. Laura? Yeah, we're still with
Laura.
Laura.
Canada.
Yeah, so.
So, the, so
yeah.
Tonight's readings from Sophia, these are all from the same deck for each person?
Yes, for our newcomers, we should tell them. Sophia is in Sweden, and she's appearing live over Facebook Messenger. So if you're on the Facebook show page for our show, you're seeing her right now in a little box.
Yes, I wish we could make it a bigger box, but
yeah.
It is what it is.
My face got closer some other time.
No, you're doing fine. It's not, you can't fight technology.
It would be nice if we could have a split screen, you know, if Facebook would advance to where she could be on one side and we'd be on the other.
We can actually do that.
We can? How do,
yes.
How do we do that?
There's something called StreamYard. I don't know if you've used that before.
No, we're kind of...
But it's, I don't know that that's the problem. The problem is...
What?
To the size of that screen?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about she could be split screen on here with us.
What's that going to do for the viewers on Facebook Live? What's that going to do them?
They would see us both together.
That's the machine that's filming.
Yeah, but we'd have to look into it. Maybe there's...
Here, I'm just saying, you know.
Really says it's StreamYard. So
StreamYard does that.
So Lily...
I wanted to say hello to my friend Ricky, who has been joining us.
I did see that, yes. Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, I did give...
And she said, come in.
Yes, we're very happy
to have
all of you.
I did see that. She's from Kentucky. So she's from the lower 48. She's here domestically.
That's so nice.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, we should all marvel. Well, I used to get excited over 8-track tapes. And then those little ones, what are those little, the cassettes?
They went to cassette. That was a giant version. Remember on our, we have Sirius and XM, they merged, Sirius XM radio merged, satellite radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a station. One of them is called Classic Vinyl, which is obvious. It's songs that came out during the vinyl area. Then there's one called Classic Rewind, which is songs that came out during the cassette area.
Oh, that's right.
It's kind of cool. I remember the era.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shelley, Deb, are we back to the blog talkers?
We are working on a case.
Hello, Lee.
Hey.
It's a case study. Don't run away.
I'm at a.
Go ahead.
I'm at a bar right now. I'm at a bar right now, and I'm handing all my cards out to all the men I'm dancing with.
Your cards.
Hey, I think that's
Are you guys happy?
What do you mean your cards?
Because I'll give you the update.
Okay, here's the update.
I'll give you the update. You can consult the cards, but last night he and I talked for a long time. He came over to my place and I did some fix it up work. He was apologizing and we were talking and then we were making, I don't know, I thought we were going to have dinner tonight. And then I was going to go to Farmer's Market this morning. Oh, you know what it was? He opened his laundry door this morning, and I had a funny feeling in my gut this morning when I woke up.
Yeah.
And so he was all dressed, and he was, you know, it's like 8:30 in the morning. He's all dressed, getting ready to go do his taxes. And then he mentioned he threw out, you know, because, I don't know, he was going to Farmer's Market. I said, oh, you'll see me there. And because I'm going too. And he had some other things that I knew he had to do. But then he was in a hurry and he left. And I felt kind of like unplugged. Like I thought, what am I doing? This is not a good feeling I have. And then he came right back with a woman. And they went into the apartment and he left the door open and he was playing this frantic tune on his flute. And she was, like, a lot younger. She had purple hair, and she looked like she was some pickup at a bar. And it was early in the morning, so I don't know. And I disappeared. You know, I thought, fuck this. I'm not going to make dinner. And so I've been with my friends dancing. I was dancing at Farmer's Market. I've come to the bar. I've handed all my business cards out. Call me. And I ain't drinking. So what's going on?
Is drinking?
No, she ain't drinking.
No,
all right.
No one is drinking.
You're at a bar with nobody drinking?
No. I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking. My friend.
I'm sorry. I just heard you say nobody was. I was like, what? Okay, I got you. Roger that.
Okay, this is the new friend that we saw coming into his cards.
Well, put him down. Lay him down.
She's been there for about 3 times now.
I got a question. You said you heard him playing his flute.
See a flute? What is it? Flautist?
Did I hear right? Did you say he was playing his flute?
Yeah.
Is that a common thing when you're a new person? Let me play my flute.
I guess he was demonstrating some kind of tune to her, and then she said okay. She called him babe. And she said, I'll see you later. I know you have to go do your taxes. And then she left. Now, I don't even know if she had a car. I don't know if she was there. And I was just so, I thought, what the hell is going on here? And so then he left. And I haven't been back to the house. I haven't been back. I'm supposed to be making dinner. I don't even know if you remembered I was supposed to be making dinner. God knows what's going on right now. All I know is last night we were having this deep conversation, how much he cared for me, and I blah, 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 blah. What the fuck is the card showing?
Well, you didn't. This is the first time you told us about this deep conversation about the caring part.
Last night, after I talked to you guys, that's whole new development.
You're telling us now, right in the middle of the card reading. You might want to throw that in there, too, to help her out.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying. That kind of a big deal.
I know I counted.
But she's got to redo them. She foobarred them anyway. So that works out. So, yeah, that's kind of a big thing that you should have thrown out there. This whole big – you didn't mention that big conversation about caring for you.
I'm sorry. He said, I really care.
It's no big deal. It'll just make your reading better is all that you throw that in there. That's just all.
I'm sorry. I'm just – can you tell I'm really upset and I'm just seriously – smiling and laughing and dancing with the storm and passing out my cards and call me, and I'll show you the town, motherfuckers.
Okay.
We know you're very flustered. We got it. We got you.
Yes, and better you come here.
I'm feeling the vibe. I got the vibe, and I'm okay with it. I understand.
All right, I'm getting there.
I understand where she is.
See, I can feel in my hand if they're wrong. What do you think, Sophia? We haven't got to her reading yet, but I think it's better she comes here and vents to all of us who know and love her rather than, you know, start whipping cocktail glasses around the bar.
Cocktails. There's nothing wrong with a cocktail.
They will take you to the slammer.
Right. So the one thing that you did good.
You know what? You know what? I'm not engaged in that attitude. I'm doing it right now as I'm talking about this. No, I'm very happy when I'm in the bar. I'm with my girlfriends. We're all dancing, and I'm, like I said, I'm passing out my cards to all the men. I'm talking to men. I'm chatting up the men. How long you lived here? Oh, hey, give me a call. Give me a call. You want to see the town? Give me a call.
All right, Lisa, you ready?
Are you running an escort service?
Yeah. No, probably for real estate or call her. And let me tell you quite seriously, Lisa, it's time for you to reclaim your power. You are living at the mercy of this man, and it's time now to get up off your knees figuratively and stand tall.
Stand
Empower
tall.
Yourself. You know, the first thing women tell
you. Well, I mean, what was, I don't, I know all that, and I'm doing it. I've been doing it. I did it at the farmer's market. I did it here. I'm going to continue doing it. But what the hell was that conversation last night? Like, we were all cuddly cozy and murmuring all these words.
New friend. This new female friend. We've been seeing her in the cards for a while now. And I felt that it was going to be a new dynamic for you to have to cope with. Because, they click, they get along.
Well, he's probably looking for somebody that won't talk about bad things.
Negative things. But she's just there for the fun.
I just want to talk about, he wants to hear nothing but glitter and unicorns. All right,
farting,
what do you got? Keep going.
Farting glitter.
Yeah, you don't want to hear anything negative or conflict. Oh, no, I can't have conflict. Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is becoming a turning point for you. Now, I try very hard in intuitive therapy and also as a life coach not to tell people what to do as far as you need to move or you need to stop talking to him. I think it was important for you to do that last night. And now today, your eyes should be opened. He's got a new friend. You know?
Well, she was just curious. Okay, so the conversation about, she said, remember they had the conversation, like, we're all great, I care about you a lot. That was just a patch-em-up thing that we thought was coming. You said he was coming with an olive branch. You said that. Was that it? That was it.
I thought that, that talking with her last night.
That was the olive branch.
And that was something you needed, Lisa, too.
And what did you also say? I would never be the same again, right?
No, he told me he was desperately upset, too, about the past few days. He told me that. He was crying. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, let's find out from Sophia what she's
Your
got.
Your cards are just kind of...
I don't feel that she's really in a place to face the harsh reality that he's not worth this. He's not worth all this suffering.
The cards say that.
Yes, he's showing no emotion whatsoever.
He is not as invested as you are, is what she's saying, right?
Thanks for the interpretation. You're good.
Well, what you're talking, what you're saying is he is not as invested as you are. He is not totally hoping things work out like you are hoping things work out. Hence, a new kid on the block, the chick, right?
And he's able to do this type
Sounds
of thing.
Sounds like he's lining up a replacement, possibly?
She's a new friend.
A potential replacement.
And that's right, Catherine, I'm with you on that. He's not worth it.
You know what? This woman looked like a skank. I mean, she's a human being, but I thought, what the hell's going on here? And she looks so much younger.
Well, but you got to remember now, this is not a typical guy, first of all. So I don't know that he's that into looks, because if you're not out there playing with a whisker biscuit, why do you care how good looking it is? You know, why do you care? Why do you care? If you're not into women, really, and you know what I'm saying, into women, then why do you care if they're all that great looking?
And let's be honest, ladies, would we ever say, my gosh, the new woman in his life is stunningly beautiful.
Sometimes
I can't stand in her shadow.
To go home sometime, I mean, does it show how the evening will be for me? Will it be positive or fireworks or?
You see any bad issues for the night?
No, I think if you go home, it'll be just fine. There's not going to be any, I don't think there'll be any kind of confrontation or anything.
Or probably the other route, you probably won't have any meaningful conversation either, right? You'll just go home and you guys will do your separate thing. Is that what you see?
Yes, and Catherine, you nailed it. We would be thinking that, but our jealousy would make us call them, you know, a skank, a loser.
Sometimes
you know what?
Are.
You know what? I'm supposed to be making dinner tonight. I'm not there. I'm missing in action. So, I mean, does he not care or he's just going with the flow or?
Well, is he calling you, asking you where you are?
No.
Then I guess he doesn't give a flying shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he thought I saw the woman.
Or something. I guess he probably read between the lines and said, oh, she probably isn't going to be on board with this whole dinner thing. Because if I had plans to make dinner with somebody and they weren't there, I'd be like, hey, are we still on or not? At least say that. Are we on or not? Just let me know. If you're not getting any kind of communication.
I fear he's going to bring her.
Tonight or just some other
to introduce Lisa. Look, the man is devoid of emotion.
He's going to have her there tonight?
Could be. It's hard to say.
She's not for sure, but eventually, I think she says, eventually there's going to be a meeting.
Yeah, eventually you're going to be introduced to her.
She can't say it's tonight.
And they are younger now. Young girls are going for these older sugar daddy types. I've noticed that.
They typically love guys that are gay, right?
He doesn't spend any money. I've got news for her.
Well, but maybe she don't know that.
Okay, wait, let's see what he has got.
Oh. Hey, Lisa. Hope you're doing good. I would like to share a little bit of understanding of the energy centers in our body. So I don't know if you know, we have the main energy centers are the root staple. It's where we are connected with people.
Okay.
And the card that's showing up, and when you said fireworks, I literally looked like fireworks in the card. You are very emotionally charged up right now, but you have to know that everything will happen in its time. So that's the prophet card, which is the orange, which is right by your belly. That's where we connect with people. So know that when right now that you're feeling this anger, this passion at the same time of just going out there with your girl, know that you have to surrender, which is all about your confidence, knowing that you are worth it and that if you step back, whoever is for you will come towards you. So you just have to surrender and stay in your power, darling.
Yes, I agree.
Wow. You know, I just don't understand what happened last night and then this morning and then, yeah, whatever. Okay. Well, it is what it is.
It might be is what it is, but or maybe... kind of what the card's been saying all along. There is a transition coming.
Actually, no. The cards have showed he was engaged in this relationship. He was really questioning himself and everything. But it reached a point where I think what happened, the boyfriend or whatever he was from New York City that came, he was a catalyst for change.
I shouldn't say all along. I should say all along in the last few readings. It was the
you know, I was wondering if his friend told him that he should get other women lined up in case I fell off the edge of the planet.
That would be a typical guy's advice.
Would it not? Yeah.
I mean, us guys, I remember in the day we say, if you think you and the girlfriend are on the rocks, line up a replacement ahead of time.
And women tell each other that too.
Well, they do. I didn't know.
We do.
Well, that makes and
but
I remember.
But you know what?
He
has not left his place the last several days since we've been not talking. He's just stayed home, and he didn't move. He was very quiet. It was like a cemetery in there. And then we started talking last night, and everything. You know, he was crying. I said, "I really care for you," and you know, and things were said, and then we were doing some stuff together, and then I don't know what happened.
Well, you know what it's like in relationships that start off so beautifully. Everybody's on the same page as far as the two people, and then as time goes by, change starts to infiltrate, where the guy might be thinking, "Hey, this is too much work." She's thinking, "I don't understand him. I keep pressing him for answers. I don't get any." And pretty soon, you tell Jim what happened.
No, I'm saying, you're right, though. There's different levels of relationship. There's the first meeting, and then, okay, it's really good. And all of a sudden, we're going down now hard. This is great. We are madly, deeply in love. Everything's great. But after a while, it starts slowing down again. You start learning some more things and say, well, maybe this ain't so great, or maybe it is. There is a certain point where you find out that, God, I thought this was the greatest thing ever on earth, the greatest show on earth, but no, it's not. I don't know. Everything's like
and
that a lot.
I've noticed that men kind of fade away. They don't, where we might say, hey, sit down, we're going to talk this out. Are we together or are we not? But a guy will just sort of fade away.
Well, this guy doesn't like that at all.
No.
Well, you know what? I'm going back to the house, and I'm going to gently ask him, you know, I'm going to tell him what I saw. I'm going to say, you got to tell me what's going on because it's only fair to me.
Why would I say nothing?
I say, go do what feels right to you.
Well, I would agree. I wasn't going to disagree, Deb.
And I hope he gives me the honest truth. I mean, do you see him giving me the honest truth?
Every time. At this point, you guys know each other long enough, you should be able to have those conversations without any kind of fear
and
of any.
You see, he's not going to dance around it. He'll give me the honest truth.
Well, that's a different conversation.
You know what I'd do if I were you? Use my app. If you have an iPhone, I'm not trying to sell anything. It's free. Use the Psychic Love Doctor app after you've talked with him. Or even before, and say, is D, you know, whatever his name is, going to be honest with me tonight? It'll tell you. And use it afterwards. How is he feeling? That's the one question I always start my sessions out with. If a woman's with me, I'd ask about the guy. How is he feeling about her right now? It's the guy I ask, how is she feeling? But the app is going to give you insight. So I'd say, because we'll be night-night by then.
She's different time zone than us. And
then go and do what's in your heart to do.
I think nobody should ever avoid those kinds of questions with anybody.
Me neither.
You should not. If you feel like you have to,
no.
That's the wrong person if you can't talk to anybody like that.
You know, I've got it. No, I'm not going to shy away from that. I mean, that's stupid.
Nope.
That would be stupid. No, I've got to ask him,
yep.
What the hell is going on here?
And
he
Lisa,
should be adult enough not to be able to freak out.
Right. Bear in mind, a clean cut is better than a ragged tear. So what you're basically going for here is the clean cut.
If need be.
Yeah.
We don't want to, you know, Lisa's Lisa and she wants things that she wants. But,
oh, God. I hate this. I don't know why we even moved there. I hate this. This is so terrible.
There were lessons there for you.
Maybe it isn't as terrible yet.
Yeah.
Right now it probably seems like it because you were right in the middle. You're at a bar handing out cards. Shit didn't go down the way
and
you wanted it to.
He just doesn't care, right?
He isn't showing emotion right now toward you. Maybe he needs a break from all of this. What happened with he needs to just step back. And you guys are like right under each other's feet.
Yeah, that duplex thing makes things really interesting when you're basically...
Well, Laura's leaving us.
You're like almost basically living together when you're in a duplex. We've been in duplexes. We know how that is.
Well, yeah.
They are.
And you know what?
We made some promises about life to each other last night. We actually made promises to each other about life.
Yeah, but honey.
It's kind of a...
Honey, how many times does a man or a woman get out of bed making promises after you've had a good romp?
Well, or just a reconciliation.
You know, yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to do all these things. It's a reconciliation.
Yeah, we made promises we never made before, and it was like commitments. And I just like, is that this person?
You both did. You actually made the same promises too?
He made promises too.
You said we, so you made some promises.
Well, then he said stuff, and then I said stuff.
What are you guys freaking doing?
Well, eventually, you're going to tire of this.
I hope so.
And when your feelings are gone for him, he's going to seem so ordinary. He's going to seem so ordinary to you.
I'll bump it up.
That you'll wonder what, you know, I look at some that I have been madly in love with, and I think, oh, my God, what was I thinking?
I think every person can say this.
Yeah, after the sparkle is gone.
It's called the hindsight. Hindsight is always, you know, that little cliche, hindsight's 20/20. There's a reason they say that.
We call it love bombing
when you get a lot of
attention, and then it's gone.
Yeah, because right now, when you're actually in it, you have lots of filters and things that are hiding you from reality. You don't want to think. You want to not look at certain things and clues, but then like 10 years or 5 years, even a year later, you may be like, you know what? I should have saw that shit. But you can't do it because the heart is the heart, right?
Wait, when did you get so smart?
Because we're humans and I'm not 13. So we've all been down that road. I don't care who you are.
Sophia, what have you got for Lisa?
She gave her a card.
Oh, you did already. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I did. But what came through was that, you know, everything will show up in its time. Lisa just needs to surrender because she's seeing things in a very safer space, which is very much in an emotional space. So the minute the part of what was coming through was felt like he was like love bombing her. So yesterday evening was very affectionate. It was like talking about promises.
Yep.
And then the next day everything changed. So you just need to surrender for this moment because there is the shift. Not to forget, we are a week before full moon, which is also built up of emotion. So if you're feeling that, make sure. Girl, Lisa, I will say, if I was in your position, if something happened, I would also get myself out. So that's a good thing that you took yourself out and with your girls and gone drinking and gave the cards out.
They are.
But also remember to stay in your emotions grounded and from the place of confidence that you will find the person that is meant for you.
I agree. And also, we always have to work on our own self-esteem because if your self-esteem is at a really healthy level where it should be, you'd be thinking, what the hell is wrong with him? I am a prize. I'm terrific. And we'd move on smartly from there.
He was kind of not cool.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's easy to say, and it's an old process. And I was saying that to myself when he was rushing out of the house this morning. And then he didn't say, you know, goodbye or anything. Not that he owed it to me. And then he came back with that woman. And I thought, what the hell is going on here?
Well,
yeah, exactly. Well, just remember when you have those moments, you notice how you just reconciled and then all of a sudden there was crying and promises, lifetime promises. That's not a coincidence that happened right after a reconciliation. That's all I got to say. It might have been the moment for him. I'm not going to speak for Lisa. Lisa is Lisa, but this guy's he's not a normal cracker.
When
you open up the little saltines,
cracker
when
box
you,
of life.
When you take the saltines out and you open them up, he's one of those broken crackers at the top you want to just toss out and go for the good cracker. That's all I'm saying. He's broken.
Jimbo,
thank
you, Jimbo, and thank you, Deb. Man, it sucks, but I'll get through it, you know, whatever.
But
I'm looking for a place to move to, though. I can't keep doing
doing this to myself.
That's
just,
you need to do.
I don't need all this intensity. I mean, this is so intense.
Right.
One moment it's one way, the next moment it's another way, and the next moment,
sure.
I don't need that.
Yeah, that is tough. Those emotional swings are tough. But you have the right to go talk to him tonight. Like you said, your plan was to go talk
yeah.
to him like calmly and rationally. And you should never be afraid to confront. If you have somebody in your life, you can't talk to them about stuff like that. That's not the right person to be in your
I'm
life.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, and I'm not going to go in, you know, with guns,
right.
Right. guns shooting. No.
Sure.
I'll be diplomatic. In fact, yep. I'm like, you know, just, I don't know. God damn it.
Lisa, we may be here tomorrow night.
We don't know. But that's a good approach. You should go in there in a nice way.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you know.
And I'd like to catch up with you, see how this is actually playing out.
If he does yeah. that roll in his eyes or the big sigh or doesn't like the fact that you're ready to bring up, talk about subjects that are conflicting, that's a sign.
You've got to remember, too, you caught him dead to rights and his friend.
Well, they weren't sneaking around. They were very open about it. That's why I'm thinking, you know, it's probably some logical explanation. But I'm not. My feelings. I'm really tired of my feelings and going. Oh my God! Just.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, rest assured, we've all been there, so
oh,
you
yeah.
are not alone.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I think you have a good approach for what you want to do tonight.
Yeah.
Talk.
So. We'll probably be here tomorrow night, and it looks like Moods for the Soul will be coming to a close soon for us.
We'll
so,
keep everybody up to date on that. We shall do so. Either way, we would keep a Monday show. It just wouldn't be on them, that's all.
That's right.
Word up?
Yes. So, unfortunately, folks, we're going
to... Well, we're going to say goodnight to Lisa first, and now... And don't go anywhere, Sophia, because this is where we say goodnight to blog talkers, but not to the rest of us.
Oh. Thank you very much for being with us. Next time we'll try to get some more. We'll be here likely tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
One never knows.
Only the shadow.
I love that.
Yeah. So with that said,